And we're back. This is Tom Church recording for the Unspeakable Oath.
I guess it's just called Unspeakable.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. The magazine's called The Unspeakable Oath. This is called Unspeakable.
Not to be confused with The Unspeakable Oath, the long-running comic.
Get it right or Glancy will hunt you down.
Or The Unspeakable Menu, which is from a restaurant I went to.
Yes.
Restaurant was that?
We dare not speak it.
We dare not speak it. Oh, I guess you'll never know.
I want a sandwich.
But anyway, this is part three of Downside. And I believe last we left off, the players had broken into Fisher House and stolen three boxes worth of stuff.
Actually, four.
I have a stash of Cthulhu.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
And right now, Ross is in Ark, Massachusetts at Miskatonic.
Yeah.
At a big academic get-together. Except he has just seen one of the scientists who was supposed to be dead walking around still very much alive.
Okay, yeah. This is confusing. I am going to look for a phone.
And there is a phone.
All right. I'm going to make a call in private to, I guess...
the slaughterhouse where they are?
Yeah, slaughterhouse.
Okay.
Sadly, remember that I'm not there. I'm out in the middle of the hills where there are no phones.
Yep.
So, Aaron, you're the only one there. Actually, you and Grandfather are the only one there right now. And you're actually preparing... I believe you were preparing some chemicals.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, the phone in the place rings.
Yep. That's like, I'm still preparing right now. I just kind of look over to him, to Grandfather.
Ring, ring. I'm role-playing.
Yeah, to your Grandfather. Yes?
Ah, Grandfather, it's so good to hear from you again. You won't believe who I just... I'm at this meeting, this academic together. You won't believe who I just saw. Which one was it that I saw? Was it Cho or is it Vindler?
Where's that sheet of paper?
There are many sheets of paper. I don't know.
It's of notebook paper.
Nope. Not good.
Should be with all the character sheets.
I'll take a look.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, you found it?
Oh, yeah. It was...
this is the book. You lied.
It was Dr. Henry Lowe.
Henry Lowe. I just saw Dr. Henry Lowe at this academic get-together.
That's him.
Yes, I know you had such a great time with him before in the past. I just thought it would be useful to know. Perhaps you should look up our mutual acquaintance and talk to him. I'm sure he has some interesting things to say about Dr. Lowe.
Yes, I think he does. How long until that party's over?
How long?
It'll probably wind down around 10 or 11, which is about 2 hours from now.
2 hours? These are people early to bed, early to rise.
Of course. Glean as much information as you can, then head back here, then head back to the safe house immediately.
All right.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
All right, so I'm going to go introduce myself to Dr. Long. Is he the physicist or the aeronautics guy?
Aeronautics.
He's the aeronautics guy.
I think I've already talked to him, but ask him about how his week's been. How's your work been recently?
It's government work. They're worried that nonsense in Europe's going to spread here somehow.
As a European, I must say, I wouldn't wish this that kind of nonsense on anyone.
No, regretfully, we're academics. No one seems to listen to us. Now it's the politicians and the generals running the show.
Yes, politicians. Damn them all.
Indeed.
Let's see. I'm just going to try and prime and see if, like... what night was he supposed to die?
It was Sunday. It was the night you.
It was the Fisher House raid night, or was it the night before?
That was the target that was supposed to be eliminated after you kidnapped the agent.
So it was like a week ago.
A few days, like 4 days.
Okay, so I'm going to ask him basically, try and get him to find out what happened to him 4 days ago. So I'll just keep.
Nice. Let's see. I just let school had just let out. I believe I was grading papers that night. Hmm. It was quite a lot, and frankly, it's like just between you, me, and everyone here, I sometimes worry about the quality of students going through the university now. Far too many rich kids who think that their diploma is somehow a birthright.
Legacies. Don't even get me started on legacy students. They're just they presume that they're servants, don't they?
Very much so. Yes.
Yeah. So so forth and so on. So he had a normal life 4 nights ago. So I'll just keep.
All right.
Yeah.
Give me a spot hidden check.
Oh boy, I'm gonna want to make this, aren't I?
You really are.
All right. Let's find out. What is my spot hidden? My spot hidden is 70.
Can he do it?
100. Fuck no.
Okay, then. Well.
This is going to be a short day, isn't it?
Happy days are here again.
Listeners at home, Tom is reaching in his bag for something.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. So drinking some the champagne and...
Cognac.
Yeah, why not? Cognac. 100. And you happen to see...
Did you roll one in my roll? Oh, my God.
I rolled 100. I'm not joking. I really...
So, you just happen to glance... there's like a... In the middle of the main ballroom, there's like, there's windows looking out onto the...
Yeah.
Onto the lot. For a split second, you see someone running away from one of the cars parked out front.
Okay.
And then the car explodes.
Okay.
Shattering the windshield and sending the glass flying at you. You didn't see enough to duck down in time, though.
So I just take damage?
No, you're just going to take damage. You take 4 damage.
Okay.
As glass shards fly into you.
40% of my hit points. All right. I am going to get the fuck out of Dodge.
And then more explosions start happening as cars start exploding.
God damn it. Why couldn't you give me a gate spell, Tom? No, crazy snake hands would be great. Not fucking gate spells. All right.
And the explosions keep going on. So then from over here, windows shatter this way. Then from over here, more windows shatter.
Jesus.
Okay. And finally, almost like after 35 straight seconds of just constant explosions.
Well, I'm getting out of the area. I'm like, where are my escape routes? As soon as the first explosion, I'm hanging low to the ground and looking for a way out.
Hillbillies.
Give me another spot hidden. You don't want to get another 100.
Why am I using the same dice? What the
fuck? They failed you forever.
They have failed. Gotta give those to Caleb. 57. Yeah, that makes it.
Here's your shard.
Okay, exactly. everyone's dropping down to the ground.
Yeah.
And then, but there's doors on all 4 sides.
Yeah.
There'd be only 3 sides. The whole front wall that just blew out that hit you was just glass.
Yeah.
There's exit doors on either side of you and behind you.
Okay.
And everyone has just everyone in the party has just dropped down.
Those are all out of the building.
All the explosions were outside.
No, all the exits were out of the building. What type of building am I in?
It's like a school auditorium, like a big school auditorium.
Is it standalone or is it connected to another?
It's party? Connected. It's connected. And 2 of those doors, the one behind you and the one on that side, leads outside. The other one leads into the school.
Okay, I'm going to go into the school because I figure whoever's setting these bombs could be. Well, I'm
actually at that point as you're running, other people start getting up, trying the doors, and the doors seem to be bolt locked from the outside.
Yes.
Give me one more spot hidden.
I do have my gun. Because
you're 38.
Yeah, no, it's 45.
Oh, that's okay.
You
have a 38.
Yeah, 42.
As you open the doors, you look back to the blasted windows, and then you see people walking out of the tree line in the lot.
Yeah,
they appear to be they look like members of the Anders family.
Okay,
dozens of them, carrying the weapons that Marsh acquired for them, and they're laughing and. You can clearly actually see beer and liquor being drank and flung to the side as guns are being cocked as you count at least a dozen approaching the building.
Okay.
Silly question, but
so the,
in their inebriated state, would they recognize the professor from their brief meeting with him?
Well,
I can try and fast talk. I'm like, I know of the lake. I like the lake. You guys love a lake, right? Yeah. Yeah. So, but that's going to be iffy at best. I'm going to escape.
By the way, okay. You're
so they're all they've covered all the exits outside. So again, I'm going inside.
Okay. And as you do that, actually, you hear another sound. Give me a listen check.
God damn it, Tom. Listen, this is 50. Nope. 62, 65 out of
50. Okay, you don't hear anything else.
Yeah, I'm going inside. I will be looking. Wait, so the door inside the building is locked from the outside?
No, the door to the building is not locked.
So I can go further into the school?
Yes.
All right, so I open the door leaning, like, with my hand so that I'm still covered in case there's somebody waiting on that side. I look through. If I don't see anybody, I rush in.
Rush into the hallway?
Yeah. Away from all those people.
There's no one in the hallway.
Okay, well then I rush in.
Although there's windows.
Yeah, well, and staying under them, obviously.
Okay, so, okay, you're basically just ducking down?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So you're in no danger, but then the glass shatters above you as a Molotov cocktail flies into the hallway and ignites. But it went over your head.
Okay.
And you hear laughter and...
So they set the door on fire behind me, is that it?
No, they're throwing them into the hallway now.
Okay. Can I get past them, get further away?
Yeah, they're throwing them over. You're right next to the wall with the windows, down underneath, so all of them are going over your head.
Oh, it's a pretty big hallway. All right.
You know, I got a silly thought there. I should probably shut up since I'm not present.
Yeah, you're not there.
Yeah.
So we're going to, like, we'll get back to Ross in a moment. In the meantime,
what have I done?
Grandfather comes in and says, we're leaving immediately. Those targets are not dead.
That's so we failed?
Marsh lied to us. We're going back to the safe house immediately. I'll take the other car, you take the pickup truck. They meet me back there. We're getting to the bottom of this once and for all.
Okay. That's understood. Maybe that's the people you trusted to taught you these parlor tricks aren't the people.
Get back to the safe house and do your job. Meet me back there. He chambers around into his pistol. He says, I think Mr. Marsh has outlived his usefulness.
So take the items that I have and also start packing up as much of the medical supplies as I can.
All right. You driving it? Are you going to try to race back to the safe house?
So I'll go there as quickly as I can, but I don't have drive. I only have 20%. So
you're just gonna? Are you just gonna drive the speed limit?
I'm gonna drive the speed limit because also if we're in the truck, because that's where we is that the car that we took that we kidnapped? What's his
that's
face?
The pickup truck.
And is that what I'm driving?
Yes.
Then I'm willing to keep as low and inconspicuous as possible.
Once again, we'll get back to you then, Ross. Okay. Back to you.
Okay.
I'm gonna get to you, David.
I know. This. Okay. I'm having fun with this anyway.
Okay. At that point, you think the statue is talking to you again?
What is it saying? I'm interested.
Saying, the front doors ahead of you.
Yeah.
Paint them.
Can I use my own blood? Like, do I need...
Yeah, you can use your own blood.
Like, it's not going to cut... Like, is it... I don't need much blood, do I? Or do I need...
I'll take 1 point of damage and you'll do it.
Well, it's better than fucking going back for one of the corpses out there. So, okay, I'll do that. Fuck it.
Okay, and there's a few of them. You can actually... Yeah. There's a few of them. Some of them are coming up to the door. These are like big oak doors, so there's no windows. So they're like, get the damn thing open. Damn, it's gotta, it's like, gotta kill them.
Okay, I paint and, it, and then I hide.
And actually, but it tells you to make a few changes.
Okay.
Do you do it?
Yeah, of course. I'm...
All right, take 1 point of damage.
I did. I'm at 5.
Okay. And you're like, all right, I think I got it. Then what... And then blood-curdling shrieks from outside.
Okay.
You lose 7 sanity on that, by the way.
I don't get a sand check?
No. Damn. You actively did it.
Okay.
What temporary does he get for that one?
Yeah, that's 7 more than 5. I mean, that...
Your temporary?
Well, yeah, I mean...
It's a good idea to keep using this.
That's not crazy at all.
By the way, Ross.
Yeah. It's the most reasonable idea of the night.
It is.
Regain 3 hit points.
Okay, I'm at 8.
As their dying energies have just entered into you.
Fuck.
But yeah, you hear...
Don't seem evil.
The shrieks then just turn into inhuman sounds of pain and agony.
Yeah.
And then stop altogether.
Okay. I look, if there's no nearby windows, I'll crack open the door and look to see if there's anybody. All right.
Guy comes shrieking into the door as you creak it open.
Okay.
But he's making some kind of mewling sound.
Yeah.
And he turns to you, he's holding his lower jaw in his hands as his tongue kind of just dangles.
Okay. I'm not going through the door. I was just looking through.
Yeah, as the door kind of creaked open.
Okay, I see.
He ran through.
Okay.
But he's holding it out to you.
Okay.
I'll take it from him.
No, I kick him in the balls. Fuck you, asshole. I don't like you.
Give me a...
I fail my kicking him in the balls, Jeff, but...
somehow he knocks you on your ass.
Yeah, so I just try and kick him aside here, kick him away and get him away.
He continues down the hallway.
Okay.
Yeah. Then the back of his head blows out.
Oh, God.
And actually, yeah, you see one of the guys who was there now has like a rifle in his hands. He's like, all right. It's like, everyone fan out. And then a lot of them seem to be pulling out guns.
Yeah.
One professor has thrown aside his case and now has a like shotgun.
Okay.
And
so the academics are fighting back?
The academics and the explorers.
You're pretty heavily armed for academics. We took the subway.
Like, no, we made this in Arkansas Avenue. Just like, yeah, I'm an 80-year-old astronomer. I'm a dynamite.
No. These are more the younger, like the younger explorer types. Some of the academics, though, are
Call a Cthulhu character.
Call a Cthulhu character. This is Arkham University, after all.
Miskatonic.
There are loaded guns lining the walls everywhere.
Okay. Well, that's fine with them. I'm still wanting to get the fuck out of here.
I want to see the 80-year-old astronomer with a blunderbuss.
Then gunfire starts from outside, and like bullets start pockmarking the front door you just creaked open.
Yeah. Wait, where's the library from here?
You've never been to the school, so...
No, I took the tour of was that supposed to be after the party, or is it supposed to be the tour?
No, you did take it. It's down, basically down a hall, down and then around a corner.
Okay.
The hallways do not have windows.
Okay. Then I'll run down that way. I'll leave the sigil on there. I don't give a fuck about anybody here, so they're all expendable. All
right. Now I'm gonna cut over to Dave.
Yeah.
You were at the Anders family.
Yeah.
It's like grandmama is there and
they're raiding a university. How wonderful.
It's like, oh yes, like there's gonna be a lot of trouble from that. But that's not why you're here, is it?
Oh no, ma'am.
Just, I think you were intended for something special, weren't you?
Extra credit.
The thought had occurred to me, yes.
But you got something special in you.
Extracurricular activities. I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm getting too evil.
Study.
There's no such thing as too evil for you, Ross.
Now it's like something special in you. Something special I saw when you first came here.
Paid internship.
Okay, thank you, Aaron.
Sorry.
Like, as you can see, like our family's been without proper leadership for some time. Well, you have that something special in you. That's why you came back here.
I'll admit, I felt a call.
We all feel the call eventually, but you're not family, but you're feeling it. Now I know you've been chosen for a reason. You know what you're supposed to do. Your destiny is to lead this family. Lead us into better times. But of course, I can't force you to do that. Like my dear departed, he was chosen too. And he led this family for the better part of 60 years. I think you could lead it for longer.
What do I need to do?
First thing you have to do is admit that's what you want to do. Is that what you want?
Yes.
The first step is admitting you have a problem.
Dun, 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 dun.
Well, all right then.
Let's do this.
Like, why don't you... Come, like, we'll take you down to the lake. That's the only place. The only place. The only place that you can be declared the new leader. So you are. She alone leads you down, leads you out of her property onto a small, looks like concealed cave that's been covered up with tarp.
Probably a couple of bushes in front of it that we just kind of push out of the way.
Yep. And she leads you down a staircase.
I know that the lake is underground.
Yeah. It's a staircase.
An actual staircase, not just...
Yeah, it's an actual staircase. Very old.
How old are we talking? Is that some kind of role to figure that part out? Or?
You have history? Archaeology?
Or natural history, maybe, for
natural
the stone.
Natural history.
I've got a 1 in archaeology.
If only I knew an academic!
TACNET! Statue, can you give me TACNET?
It's like, online. Shields up, weapons online.
Cthulhu is about telepathy,
Yeah, natural history at 10.
Yeah, but his causes nosebleeds.
Yeah, that's just a
nope. No, I have no clue.
You have no clue. They just look really
stairs.
Old.
Down we go.
The stairs are actually really steep, and each step is really high. You're really up from the next one.
Well, then I will be very polite and offer my arm to Grandmama. Yeah.
In fact, you kind of almost have to climb down some of them. But this goes on for what feels like almost an hour. Until finally, it gets pitch dark, and she brings one of those electric torches. It's very old, and of course it flickers constantly.
I'm gonna light up a cigarette and hold the cigarette Zippo over my head as I walk.
But then, as you finally get down, you start to see a bluish light coming further ahead.
Close it up. I don't need it anymore, and just. Continue to offer my arm to Grandmama.
But as she gets down, she doesn't seem to need your arm anymore. She kind of looks like she gets energized by entering this cavern.
Well, that's a good sign. And
she walks in. Well, now it's like... And then, actually, out before you is a huge underground lake. I mean, it's like... It must be like a couple of miles in diameter.
Kind of makes sense. They talk about the lake a lot. And there's a big family, so... It's probably a sizable lake.
I bet you might not know, but it's like my house is directly above here. It's like it's best place to hear the things from down below. But never you mind that.
Oddly, this is making perfect sense.
Just now, if you're going to do this, you're going to have to do the next part yourself.
Can you tell me anything about the next part?
It's like, well, yes, yes, indeed. Like, she kind of brings you a clay bowl. The power from this place is going to need a way to contact you directly. It's got to go right there. It's like, but you have to do that yourself. It's like, you just take what's like, kind of hands you a brush, rough brush. Like, it's like, just put that in there. It's like, this. Just mark yourself right there. It has to be done willingly now.
All right. What exactly am I painting on my forehead?
Well, it's hard to tell. The blue light in here really kind of throws colors off, but it's dark.
Well, all right.
It smells very metallic.
Considering how much blood I've seen, do I know that that's blood?
That would be a logical conclusion, yes.
All right. How old does it look?
Well, it's perfectly fluid.
So it's fresh blood.
Mm-hmm.
Like this plan. I'm excited to be a part of it.
Do you do it?
Might as well.
That blood is really cold.
Really cold?
Really cold.
But it's still not... coagulated now, is it?
No. Just all right now.
Granny was lacking in platelets.
My dear boy, I am so proud of you. It's like all that needs now. Just lie down over on that rock. There's actually like a big black slab of a rock.
Don't mind the cameraman next to it.
Well, try to make myself as comfortable on that rock as I can. Matter of fact, I'm going to take my jacket, ball it up, and use it as a pillow.
Okay.
I figure I'm either going to be going down, or I'm either going to be dying or going insane. But either way, I'm going to do it comfortable.
Very well, now. And then she reaches, says like, and is like, you just take hold of that right there. She hands you like a big quartz crystal.
Hmm.
It's like, hold that. Like,
is it clear or is it flawed or is it?
No, it's clear. It's like, actually, hold it close to your heart now.
Oh boy.
No, further towards the kill zone.
And then she takes another clay pot, kind of sets it down, you know, for, at base at just above your head on the rock, and she starts chanting, and it's certainly a language you've never heard before. Well, you've heard it, you've heard them use it, but you don't know what it means.
Well, I've got an occult of 5.
You would. This would not be the right.
No, let him roll. Let him roll. Let's see what this.
No, you could roll. You could roll the other skill.
What other skill?
Not a cult, but the other one. You have 5 in it.
Yeah. So yeah, roll 5.
What is the other one I've got 5 in?
Cthulhu Mythos.
Oh, that one.
You have a 5 in it, if you recall.
I do. Nope. I'm clueless.
No. Well, let's just say that if you had actually made the roll, you probably would have jumped up immediately. But no, she keeps going almost for about 15 minutes. And then everything just kind of blanks out. It feels like an eternity, but you know it's only a few seconds. And then you kind of regain awareness, but you can't move. In fact, give me a sand check.
I knew it was coming.
When you're passed out, Cthulhu put your hand in a dish of warm water. Now you have been hazed! Ignore me!
Haze of Cthulhu.
Yeah, basically.
Make the roll, dude.
Pop collar.
Nope.
Hey, Ross, do you have a 20 handy?
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I need a 20.
Oh, fuck.
Here's a good die.
Oh, that looks amazing. I'm going to use that one. That is... Well, David, you lose 13.
Wow.
Okay. As you realize, you're looking at yourself. In fact, it feels like you're being held by your body. And then she reaches down and picks you up when you realize you're in the crystal.
Oh, snap.
She's like... So, yeah... I knew you could do it, boy. And then behind you actually kind of see your body sit up, as there's clearly something in the driver's seat right now. Don't you be afraid. My dear husband was afraid when it happened to him, but he got used to it. And then she kind of puts you in the clay pot. Says, but don't you worry. It's like I'm going to put you right next to him. As she then goes in deeper into the chamber, and she kind of angles you, like, you see? And there are dozens of clay pots stacked in this room. And you realize each one contains a crystal, much like the one you're in. As she then sets you up on a shelf, like, I'm going to give you a place of honor right here.
In the Hall of Presidents.
Don't worry. It's like you're never going to die here. You're going to be here forever.
Does she close the lid on him?
Or does she? And then, yes, then she says, like, now, like, you sleep tight. Like, I mean, like, then she calmly puts the lid on you, and then you are in darkness. As the thing below the lake just put a small bit of itself in your body.
Wow.
As basically.
Oh, I'm dead.
Yeah, so you can take over Drew's character now. There you go. Because I want to do this first because, let's just say, I didn't want to leave Aaron all alone for the next part.
Oh.
Yeah.
God damn it.
No, really, that was... there was something special in you, all right?
Something very special now.
All right. Aaron, back to you. You are in the truck with Mr. Wagner, the sniper. And it's well after dark by the time you make it back to the farmhouse.
Sniper looks around and is interested in his environment and what's going on. Suddenly have free will. What's going on?
What's all this then?
Actually, it's more like, God, what did those
hibbles do? Oh, your PC Halo activated, finally.
So, you know, you pull up to the farmhouse. Right, so you pull up to the farmhouse. Mm-hmm. Get out, I assume you go in ready to pack up your stuff?
Yes, we're leaving now. This is okay. Now, it's like the mission is over.
All right, all the lights are out, obviously, because no one... So you run inside. Give me spot hidden.
Can I give listen instead since I have...
No, you can't.
God damn it.
Well, let's see what we can spot. Aw, 3. Now the dice are rolling good.
10. Wow.
Yeah.
I think those are both entails.
Yeah. Yes. And
definitely for
David. Yeah. Well, David, you see it immediately upon entering the farmhouse. All the lights are off. It's dark. But there's stuff stacked on the kitchen table.
Do we still have the torch from the... do the lights work at all?
Do you try them?
Yes.
Yes, the lights do.
What's on the table?
It appears to be all the stuff that you've planned, all of your missions so far. Like, all, like, actually, like, put up on the wall is the pictures of all your targets, their houses.
Oh.
There's all the plans you made, the, surveillance ports you made. All neatly laid out.
Listen.
Like you clearly didn't leave it.
Listen, I want to see if anybody's moving around in the house.
Same thing here?
I have absolutely no idea. 98.
Listen to 25, I rolled a 38, so I don't know either.
Someone neatly arranged all this stuff. And this is like all the stuff you were supposed to destroy, but now it's like neatly stacked on table, it's on the wall.
Are there... looking at, actually, from what I saw in
check
my grandfather's
box, is the Tommy gun still there?
No, it's not.
Right. What weapons do you have with you?
Yeah, he has a 45.
I've got a 45.
No, there's also a Tommy gun in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you can go out and get that.
I want you to stay at the entrance. I will retrieve the Tommy. I will retrieve the Thompson. And was there a shed here?
Actually, this is the. Farmhouse, like
okay.
This, like the road leading up to it. There's the barn, farmhouse. There's a grain silo at the other end. Cars parked in front of the barn.
I'm going to go to the barn and see if they have a gas can there.
Oh, you're going out to the barn? Give me spot hidden.
I'm heading with him if he's heading for the barn.
Well, I was going to have you watch the door just in case anybody was in there.
Break up the PCs. That's a good idea.
Yeah,
we saw how that
worked. Yes, this is an awesome idea. What's wrong with you? I'm going to say that's a 90, even though it kind of tilted, so... So, no, I see nothing.
Well, I mean, David, were you following him or not?
Well, at the very least, I'm going to stand at the door. Can I make a spot hidden from here?
Yes, you can.
I made it, 61 out of 80.
You see some shapes move around in the tree line outside, beyond the barn. And then... headlights come on from the road as two cars... Which then eliminate 10 guys in suits with Thompsons moving.
Oh, snap.
Fuck.
They say, FBI!
Oh!
And they identify themselves, then they just bring their weapons up and start shooting.
Dive into the house!
Okay, you guys have one round to act before they start firing. Whether that's just jump, get the fuck out of the way, or... You could just dive back into the house.
Flip the table.
Where am I at? Am I near the barn?
You are going to. You're at the barn door.
Getting the hell in the barn. So.
All right. I will say. Dex times 5 checks.
This is gonna be bad.
Odd 5.
Okay, David's fine.
To 11, I actually make it.
Oh, if it was eclipse phase, that would have been a crit. But
yep.
you dive into the barn just as all of them just erupt in gunfire. Now that you actually saw that in front of the two cars were two roadblocks set up with cars behind it and two agents behind each roadblock. The other eight are walking forward, just pouring fire into the house and the barn.
Okay. Well, like I said, in the house, flip the table, duck behind it.
I wonder, tip them off.
Weapons check, and I bet that's Marsh.
Okay,
give me idea checks.
28.
49.
Out of 60.
Yeah. Marsh didn't know you were coming back here. Only one person ordered you back to the house, back to the safe house.
Grandfather.
He sold us out.
Fucker.
Ooh, that's true.
In fact, what'd you make on that?
28.
There's one more thing you're actually suddenly realizing now. Grandfather really hasn't given any orders. Marsh gave them all. He's the one that Marge is the one that ordered you to pretty much do all the assignments you did.
No, we grandfather was the one who told us to kill the two physicists. That was part of our original mission.
Yeah.
When did we get okay?
So all the stuff you did here.
Yeah.
Marsh gave all the orders for.
He was a plant.
No.
Well, we're talking about grandfather being the plant.
Well, grandfather was he's been in America for years.
Yeah.
Or he's
gathering information, waiting for a chance for this mission to go off. In fact, he was the one that sent word back to Hitler that it was time to time was opportune to do.
But
the mission.
He could have been like me. He could have gotten caught in a situation and been. It's like converted to the American side.
Question. The stove. Mm-hmm. What kind of stove is it? Is it a gas?
Oh, it's a gas stove.
You're in the house. I'm in the barn.
All right. So it's not really combat right now because you're not firing back. But they're basically pouring, each one of the Thompsons pouring a whole magazine into the house and barn as they walk forward.
Okay. I'm going to retreat towards the back of the house, but on my way, open the stove, turn it all the way up.
And what's in the barn?
Well, there was all your equipment.
Oh, all of it's in there?
Mm-hmm.
So
check the feed trough.
Including the...
Grandfather wasn't in the barn when we hid that one. Check the feed trough, see if there's a Thompson hidden in it.
I can barely use it, though, so...
Well, he can use it if you can meet up with him.
Yeah, you still have a 38, don't you?
I still have a 38.
Besides, also,
and the others.
Also, you gain +5 to hit for each bolt beyond the first. So if you have enough ammo, you don't need skill.
I only have 15.
Basically, yeah, spray and pray.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, but 10-round burst equals +45, to, so that's 70 to hit.
But we'll take... I will check that while I'm crawling across the ground, because I'm certain the bullets are flying through the wooden paneling in this barn.
Oh, yeah, you're basically crawling along the ground.
Is the dynamite still in here?
Yes.
Okay, we'll be retrieving that as well. And from what other equipment do we still have, though, that's in there?
The BAR should still be in there.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll start trying to grab as much as I can. Through this, are you going like another dex check to see how fast I can get to all of these crawling or?
Dex times 3 since you're crawling.
Shit. Okay, that's even worse.
But you're not going to get peppered with bullets.
29. No.
Okay, so it's going to take. It'll take you a little while to gather equipment.
Okay.
All right. Sneak check to get out the back and get to the barn as quickly as I can.
Okay, well, here's the layout. You're still going to have to get partially into the line of fire, even if you go around the grain silo.
Okay, that's what I'm going to shoot for, and I'm going to hope that they keep shooting at the front of the house.
All right, sneak check.
Dice don't fail me now. 20.
All right, one more roll. This will be a dex times 5, just to avoid getting hit by just stray fire.
And where is the dex? 15.
60.
75. And I rolled a 77. So okay. I got clipped.
Yeah, for 3 damage. Basically, you just take a few as they're just pouring the fire in.
Alright.
Alright, finally, their guns finally stop. And they, start to reload.
While they're reloading, I'm going to make it the rest of the way from the silo to the barn.
Okay, I'll say you get around. Okay, one more sneak check from getting from the barn to from the silo to the barn.
Made it.
And do I hear them reloading during this time?
Well, you hear them. They all stop firing.
Yeah, they stop firing.
Use the moment wall to get the rest of the equipment. And in the loft of there, does it actually have one of the hay doors on the top?
Yes.
So once I get the dynamite, climb up there. I get the equipment, climb up there if I can. And then let's throw over and see it, and at least see if I can spot out the door. Is it open or is it closed?
Okay, you climb up.
Yes.
Give me a sand check.
God damn it! Oh, something's dead up there. 23.
Made it. So you take 1, as you actually see Agent Bolton is hanging from a noose up there, disemboweled. One of the agents you captured.
I thought we only captured...
You captured Bolton and Holland.
Yeah, and I interrogated Holland, so...
They were both still alive.
I thought we captured Hollis and Holland.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Holland?
It was the other one you captured.
Okay.
Holland?
Holland.
Retired guy or Holland?
It's the retired guy.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that's Hollis, but.
Yeah. How long has he been dead?
Give me a medicine check.
Okay. CSI that shit.
40.
Yeah, actually, probably no more than a couple of hours.
Damn, he must have taken him out fairly quickly and then leaked the location to the FBI.
In fact, he's actually hanging in a way that if the loft doors were open, would reveal his body hanging there.
Son of a bitch. Can I cut him down?
Well, you're not going to be able to dispose of a body when there's like...
Well, I'm not disposing it. I'm just making sure it's not in view, though.
Why?
Because if I... Well...
What's the... I mean, dude, they're out for blood.
You're already Gestapo. I mean, like, it's not going to be like, oh my God, don't look at this dead body.
No. We didn't do that one.
Yeah. It's up to you.
Ours are more, bullet-ridden and charred. And
yeah. We're Germans. We're too efficient.
Okay, so what's your plan? I need, before I go, jump back to Ross.
Okay.
I'm going to rejoin the doctor.
All right, you snuck around and got in the back door. And you can hear their footsteps through the grass and the gravel.
Actually, I have an idea. If I can get the body down, it's like use the remainder of the rope to strap the dynamite to it, push it out. It's like light it and push it out the doorway. So when they hear it going down, hopefully they'll reach it and realize it's too late before.
And then like dynamite inside the body cavity, dude.
Hmm? You'd have to cut it open.
Yeah, I'd have to cut it open.
You said he's disemboweled.
Well, you could stick it in his belt. I mean, geez.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Just again, stick it around him, and then
stick it in the back of the small of his back, like where you hide a gun, and just light it, and if you're down.
Yeah, so light a couple sticks and.
More, Doc, for a penny, for a pound.
Well, then again, it would take time to arrange a bundle. They're all like individual sticks.
Okay, so I'll just
grab
one.
Two and stick them there. You only have to light one. The other one.
Yeah, just twist the. Go ahead. Twist it. So stick it on in there and get it prepared.
Yeah.
All right. Then you hear, bring up the truck. And you hear a truck engine approaching.
Son of a.
Bring up. It's better than it could have been worse.
Is he in the barn now?
Yeah, he's in the barn.
So get up here now.
All right. Climbing.
It's like, please tell me you have your rifle with you.
You don't have the rifle with you.
That would be the BAR.
No, he's in the bolt action rifle, the 30-06.
What guns did you get?
The BAR, he has the BAR was in the barn.
Yeah, the BAR, the Thompson.
But the 30-06 was the rifle.
Fuck.
That's still in the truck, I think.
Okay, then if you have which do you have a better skill, the Thompson or the
submachine gun or machine gun?
Same for both.
Same for both. Okay.
Machine gun has bigger bullets.
Okay, so yeah, just give you the BAR on there. I need cover.
What are you doing?
Giving us a mode of escape, possibly.
I've got a solid mode of escape.
All right.
That's like, but we need a distraction.
That engine, the truck engine's getting closer.
Look through the cracks in the...
It looks like a U.S. Army truck is backing up. And give me a spot hidden.
Oh, no. Do I get any bonuses on this one? Or...
No.
Auth 3.
Captain America, Hellboy.
Ape
the Kool-Aid Man.
Best tactical squad ever.
Did you make it?
Auth 3.
You make it?
I did not.
David, you see that in the back of this truck, they have set up a Browning M2.
Oh my God!
What's your throw at?
Jesus Christ.
I would say not that great.
Really,
one
of these guys.
Fucking damn it.
On the other hand.
And then you actually see them.
Oh.
Locked in.
Throw the body. Right. Throw the body.
The truck is basically backed up to about the road here.
Yeah.
So it's kind of out of throwing range.
Well, no, I'm not going to throw the body. It's just this is the distraction that we're getting. This is all.
Okay, so your distraction. Toss it out.
Light it. Toss it out.
All right, I'll do.
We're going to back out the. We're going to go out the back of the barn.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll look at dynamite.
And we are going to try to go as far away as we can. And Doc, try to angle it towards that house.
I'll let the wind carry it.
you can't. Throw a body across the way.
No, that's the best thing I can do right now.
Actually,
is...
question. Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm trying to think about my laws of physics. What can we actually?
GR radius.
All right. So you make.
Do
the
we
throw?
Have anything that can set off that gas in the house?
Yeah, but you never disconnected the hose or anything. You just asked about it.
No, I said as I was running out the back, I opened the oven and turned all the burners on full.
He turned the bullet burners on, so he was... The gas is flowing.
Yeah.
All right. It's, yeah, a dynamite explosion. We have to get it to the house.
Okay. How far is the barn from the house, distance-wise?
About 300 feet.
Well, if they, I wonder if we can get a bonus, because if they're distracted by that, if we're running like at the back entrance here, go around the silo, and then you can try to...
They'll be all sneak checks, but yeah, they are pretty much... There's a phalanx of FBI agents with Thompsons.
Would I get any bonuses on sneaker?
If you did the distraction, yes.
Okay, so then we're tossing the body first.
All right, someone give me a throw check. Okay, if you succeed, it will actually do direct damage to 1d3 of the agents. If you don't, it will just...
What's your throw?
25, same as yours.
Can we do it together and possibly get a bonus?
1, 2, 3, heave?
And I'll say you can add plus 10 to that.
All right.
So at least... So both of us roll, technically?
Or? No, one roll.
Okay. 35.
What is the highest strength?
Yeah, what's your strength?
12.
Mine's 8, so I would say you're the best option we have right now.
All right, David, let's see it.
55.
No, that's 30. 50. Right, is it 50? Oh, goddamn.
Okay, it doesn't... Okay, it goes off, and it has the desired effect, though.
Okay.
But it didn't hit anyone. It's like, what the hell? Boom. So now,
exploding body.
So now you have a plus 40, I'll say a plus 45 to sneak checks.
Awesome.
To get back around to where you need to go.
All right.
Okay, so that's 55 for me.
Made it.
And 80. God damn it.
Like, okay, well, David, you were like, you get around there. Then you go running. And then, actually, you slip and fall. Right there! And then many, many guns are trained on you.
Well, you should get at least a dodge check. Right?
Yes, you're going to get a dodge check.
A very poor dodge check. 8.
Your dex is... Oh, yeah, your dex is 4.
Yes, I have an 8.
Wow. Well,
it's been nice knowing the doctor.
All right. Actually, well, I'll roll... I'm going to roll three times. One for one group of Thompsons, the other group of Thompsons, and the M2.
I'm so...
Well, go ahead. We'll make your roll first.
Stranger things have happened. No.
No, they haven't. 94.
Wow, okay. Thompson group number 1.
Two. I'm dead.
Thompson number 2. Well, they missed.
The Thompson?
That was 92.
Okay, sorry.
And the M2.
20. Yeah, I'm dead.
I'm not even going to roll damage here.
Yeah.
Aaron, you are...
Hamburger.
You took all the damage.
You are hamburger. All right. Grab one of the... Because technically the whole squad should be there. Grab another one.
I have free will all of a sudden.
I would suggest the demolitions guy.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Actually, you should make a luck check to see which one has already been killed so far.
Yeah, actually, you want to go off my old luck, or...
No, here.
Yeah, roll each of them.
No, actually, let's do this. Just pick one without seeing who it is.
Left. I have the explosive ordnance.
Woot!
All right, what's his name?
Oh, I have...
Red shirt number 3.
That's like Oberger Freiter Gregor Kraus.
Sergeant, basically.
Okay.
Kraus.
Good name for Kraut. Where have I been hiding this?
I'll say you are.
He was asleep in the silo until the gun.
No, and you're in the farmhouse. You're in the house.
Hold on.
Just wake up now to the smell of natural gas.
And then the spit gas, then, oh, there's a war going on outside. Okay, I will get back to you, but now suddenly I want to see how this plays out.
Oh, my God.
All right?
Oh, you mean me?
Yeah. Okay. I want to get back to you, but now I kind of want to see how this plays out.
Vials of poison I'm never going to get to use.
Okay, well, you are now, David, you are now around. You are behind the grain silo.
Okay.
And you can actually hear bullets impacting from the other side. Luckily, the grain silo is full, so it's a pretty good cover.
You know... I'm looking at this and figuring that with all of the sneak, I'm at a total of 95 right now. All of the guns and cars are over that-a-way.
Yeah.
And there's this wonderful set of woods over there.
Yeah, there is. You could just clear out if you want to.
I think I probably could.
All right. Dex times five check, and if you make it, you are beyond the tree line.
However, the other thought occurs to me, just mentally calculating, how big of an explosion would that house make?
It would blow the house up, probably. Not. It wouldn't be like a Michael Bay explosion or anything.
Okay, so it's not going to be one of those, boom, what farm?
No. Maybe if you know the grain silo was full of grain dust or something, but it's not.
I'm just trying to figure out, is there a way that I can take out any of those guys with me?
If you shot at them.
What do you guys think?
Because right now they can't see you.
Yeah.
One dex times five check and you're gone. Or you can return fire.
Big damn Nazi. Big damn Nazi.
Big damn Nazi. I don't like the look of the guy at that machine gun.
Yeah, you can't.
All right, well, that's going to be a
very...
That's going to be long range.
Well, what is he shooting, or what is he using?
He's EAR.
Long range.
Let's look that up. How far away is he?
I'll say 500 feet.
500 feet. Browning rifle. Yeah, that'd be long range.
And now, wait, does that count as a rifle?
That's a machine gun.
It's a machine gun.
All right.
Browning automatic rifle.
Yeah, no, it's definitely their standard base range is 90 yards, so 270 feet. So that'd definitely be a long range. So that'd be like a minus. I think it's a minus 10 or a minus 20.
Then again, you can also fire many bullets.
Yeah, every. Yeah, every additional round you fire past the first does gives you an extra bonus of plus 5%. So okay. Your clip is, I think, 20 rounds. So you can fire. You can also do a spray and try and hit, all of them.
Full auto. Let's see what I can do.
How many rounds does it hold?
20, yeah. 20 rounds. You can go full auto. And if you... automatic weapons burst. You only get the bonus to hit if you're just pouring them onto one target.
Well,
they're spread out. They're not all together, right?
No, they're in like a line.
Yeah. So you
can. It's not like I can go and drop them all.
You could, but you're gonna have to. You'll have the penalty. You won't get the bonus to hit any of them.
Well, basically, yeah. But you get one attack roll for each person you hit. So. You would make one attack roll for everyone you hit. So how many guys are in the line of sight?
There are 10 guys.
So you can fire two rounds on each guy, and then you make 10 attack rolls, one for each guy. So
let's try that. Let's see how the luck holds out.
What's your skill?
Actually, I'm looking at the wrong line. My machine gun skill ain't that high.
Yeah.
What is it?
15.
Oh, you don't have submachine. Oh, so
I've got submachine gun and I've got rifle.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And I've also got shotgun.
I will allow you to pick. Do you have the BAR?
You could just use rifle as a machine gun. I mean, they're pretty similar in concept.
Except not rate of fire, though.
Well, I mean, you use assault rifles with the rifle skill. So, I mean, it was just an early assault.
For
rifle.
Sake of argument, can we say that I turn the selector switch down to one?
Yeah, you can fire one round.
Just bang, 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 bang.
Well, you're only going to have
one shot.
One shot.
One attack, basically, before they're going to be able to return fire. You're at extreme range, so your skill is half of what it would be normally. It's not minus 20, sorry.
Hmm.
So your options are, Tom, if you want to let him use rifle for his machine gun skill.
If he wants to use a single shot, he can use rifle for it.
Okay.
All right. Actually, what I'm going to do, since I am at such an extreme range, is I'm going to move from the silo to the house.
All right, so you're just going to sneak?
Yeah.
All right, give me a sneak check.
Made it.
Yeah, you could line them all up in one.
Okay, and once again, dex times five, just to avoid any stray bullets.
Made it.
Okay, so yeah, you sneak. So you had a clear escape, but you've circled back around to the house.
Teamwork.
Bravery.
So you can get them all in, like, if they're all lined up, if you get to where they're all as one target, like, so you can fire one burst on all of them, then you know, then you'd be able to get the bonus to hit.
Yeah. Just in case you can't tell, apparently Hoover was really angry that two of his agents went missing, presumed dead, and then he broke into an ultra secure. Store place. So
murdered dozens of people.
Yeah. So apparently, this they're calling in many things.
Yeah. Apparently.
I toyed with a tank, but I thought that'd be a little much.
That'd be a little much, yeah.
But just no, a truck with an M2 Browning.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, Aaron, you're in the house still, and give me a listen check. Yeah, you're pretty sure you heard the doctor running and saying something, but then he was cut short by a war.
Don't leave me behind. 17. Yes.
Okay, and you actually hear the one of the doors downstairs open. Someone's come in the house.
Okay, and do I also... Well, that's a little bit metagaming, so I'm not going to do it. So, smelling the gas.
No, you can clearly smell the gas.
Okay.
And I didn't say I was going in. I said I was going to the house.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to be cutting around behind
it. So, does Aaron still hear that?
No, then you don't hear anything.
So, but see if I can... what's my sneak at? Do I have sneak? 10. Go ahead and take it out. Do I have any weapons with me?
I will say you have a 38 on you.
Okay. Look around there, but not firing at all. Since I'm
clearly smell the gas.
I make a slight suggestion without metagaming?
I don't know. He can't hear you.
Well, it's obvious from the sounds of carnage that all the fight is on that side of the house. And if he were to, I don't know. This is only the second story.
Well, just climb out the window. So, but
I would say, yeah.
He's the explosive guy. Wouldn't he have some explosives on him? We did have hand grenades and shit.
I will say. You couldn't have the whole box, but you can have two frag grenades on you.
Two frags?
Okay. Obviously, one of those would be perfect to detonate the house.
Yeah. So I can, one more listen check to see if I can hear any.
Okay, by the way, by now the bonus to your sneak's over. The explosion has happened.
47, yes. Do I hear talking?
No, you hear gunfire.
Just in the house? Okay.
Yeah, no one's saying a word in the house.
So I'm assuming that we've been caught. Since this is sounding bad, so when I open the door, does it actually lead to the banister and over the stairs?
Mm-hmm.
Quickly opening the door, throwing one of the frag grenades, and then diving out the window.
All right, you don't need to make a throw check, because anything going off in the house is... Okay, what...
Jumping out a window would be, without taking damage, would be a jump check.
You need a jump check.
Jump 25. Let's see if I can kill another character.
Well, yeah.
Well, he's on the second story.
Second story.
Yeah, it could be 1d6 damage if he's.
Yeah, basically. So make the roll. Stranger things have happened.
29. I only missed it by 4.
Still 1d6.
Yeah, 3 damage. It's a rough landing.
Do I need to make a spot hidden to see him?
You're around the back of the house. You see him jump down. In fact, he's right in front of you. Yeah, and he does kind of the tuck and roll thing, but.
Yeah.
Obviously, he fell on his keys.
Just hand over his mouth.
And I'm guessing the house just went up.
Yes. Dex, actually, give me dodge checks, because you're still next to the house.
This isn't guild closure.
Where is my...
Ought two.
Wow.
You went... Where is that? Ought four.
Okay, so you guys...
They taught me in the army.
Let me guess, we just turn our backs because real men don't look at explosions. Right. Boom.
It carries you into the air. They only cover those things, but it throws you into the tree line. And, okay.
Did we take out any of the FBI with that blast?
They were not, no. They were still... They're still based slowly marching
forward.
Well,
there's some in the house, but...
No, there weren't.
I thought you said I heard movement through the house.
That's what I thought, but then he said he didn't enter the house.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually, let's see.
I would imagine some of them would have gone in the house.
One of them was caught in the explosion.
Okay, so.
Yeah, we murdered an FBI dude.
And, yeah, I'm not even going to roll damage.
He blows up.
He's like,
well, you got rid of the evidence, too.
Mm-hmm.
That we did, so.
For in the house, there's still all the equipment in the garage.
But what the hell happened? Who sold us out?
Just weapons, I mean, who cares?
Oh, yeah, don't. Okay.
I'm yelling now, because I can't hear myself.
Okay, you're yelling?
No.
He's a good wishing guy. His mouth. If anyone would know how to act after an explosion,
yeah. So,
yeah. Okay.
Where are they?
You're still yelling though.
No, I'm not. I'm just
okay. Actually, you're going to need to give me. Once again, the bonus is reinstated because there was an explosion. I'll give you plus 45 to sneak. Give me sneak checks, and you were in the woods, and no one saw you.
36 actually made it.
21.
And you were in the tree lines. You were in the tree line as all the other agents who are like, a few of them have, you know, taken some shrapnel. One's ear's bleeding. One guy was thrown against one of the cars and has is like pretty much bent nearly backwards over the front bumper from the impact. But you guys are clearing away. Of course, you're also 10 miles to the nearest town. So you guys are going to have to start, you know, hoofing it to get back there.
And you're fugitives and, you know, war criminals.
Not really relevant at this point. So.
Yeah.
You make it to the library.
Yeah.
What were you looking to accomplish in the library?
I was the rare book room. Fuck it, get the Necronomicon.
Okay, well, you...
Does the statue give me any encouragement? Like, yeah, that's a good one.
The statue loves you right now.
I know, I want to make the statue happy.
Give me a half arrow four, quickly.
I love you, host flesh.
Don't eat baby.
God, that was...
Eat the baby.
That was such a slog of a movie to get through, even with the riff tracks.
I have a DA, and you just roll that, you know.
Fair enough. Thanks. You lose three more, as yes, the statue speaks to you again. Basically, I'm going to put this to you.
Yep.
You know that ritual?
Yep.
First time's always free.
Uh-oh. What's the price for the second one?
You already paid it.
Oh, the sanity?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. All right.
And, yes, actually,
I got 66. I got...
Well, it's not so much... It's not so much a, it's not so much a, voice, but more just a, like, yes, you should take that. It's a feeling, like, yes, that you should take that book.
Great. I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and gosh darn it, I have a magic Cthulhu statue. So,
the door's, it's locked, obviously.
Honestly, I'm getting the feeling this is going to be the magic version of Reaper
Madness. Where was
the key?
I went on a tour of the place. Where'd they keep the key? Was it on somebody?
The head librarian has it.
Oh, okay.
On his person.
He's probably dead.
Who cares?
Can
do you look to the statue for guidance?
Yeah.
All right.
Those things.
One.
Okay.
It tells you get it. You get another symbol in your head.
Yeah. Okay.
It says, put that on the door.
Okay. Does it have to be in blood, or can I sharpie this one?
It's blood.
Okay.
Another point of damage.
All right.
So we need urine now. So.
Yeah. All right.
Whatever bodily fluid you have.
Oh, there you go. That doesn't cost hit points. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Five more.
All right. God damn. All right. This is going to be great.
You do it on the door?
Yeah.
And it just... The door rots. It rots in seconds.
Okay.
It goes from, like, you know, polished oak to just stinking wood pulp, and then just collapses. And, you know, the metal fastenings and hinges have now corroded.
Yeah.
And the door is gone.
Okay. Great. I walk in.
And there's the glass case that the book is in.
All right. Smash with the gun. I'm not going to use the fucking magic to break the glass case.
Like, the statue is disappointed. But.
God damn! It's like a needy. Jesus. I'm right here.
It hasn't been used in centuries.
Yeah.
Well, millennia, really.
Yeah.
Let's
I smash it with the gun, gun butt, grab the Necronomicon, then get the fuck out of Miskatonic. Put it in a bag or whatever, if I can find it.
All right. Give me spot hidden.
Yeah. 75.
And,
63 or something.
Look, down at the end of the hall, you see two of the Anders family with
rifles.
I think he went this way. Like, well, I'll go that way. You go that way. Find him and kill him.
Use the book. Use the book.
The book takes weeks to read. I don't have time to read that. But...
Have the statue translate.
No. I have a better idea. This is something I've been waiting for all game. I'm going to wait in ambush and do crazy snake hands. So, fuck yeah, I'm going to cast Hands of Calubra. So, this would not be a good game if I did not, after making all these jokes about it, not use it at least once. You gave me that fuck. It's Chekhov's crazy snake hands.
I would expect nothing else from you, Ross.
All right. All right, it only cost me one sanity because I rolled a 1 on the D10.
So damn.
59. I started the game with 70, or this session with 77, by the way. Anyway, so I wait, and they're up to 8 feet distance. So whenever one of them gets, I'm just waiting, and as soon as I see one, I'll just snake it under the door or whatever. And,
around the corner.
Yeah, through around the corner, and just fucking, can I see through the hands?
Yes,
you all can. All right, I'm just waiting, and just jab them.
And you get the feeling your hands are very grateful for this. For this moment.
Great. I just, you know, gank whoever comes by.
All right. No, I'll say, no, the snake, the hand knows where it wants to go.
Yeah, good.
Comes around and just, and bites it, like, bites him right in the jugular.
All right. The bite does 1d3, but it's also poison.
I'll roll the damage.
Okay.
That's 2. And he's like, "Gah!" Gun clatters to the ground.
It was 1d6 sanity to see it too, or 0 1d6.
And he loses 4. He's like, "Okay. Ah, ah, God, what the hell was that?"
Okay.
Whoops! Snake on your neck.
Whoops! Snake. All right. So does that? I move to a new position and wait for the next guy to come by.
He's like, "Clem, what's going on? Where are you?" He's like, "Gah! He's got crazy snake hands." Does he hear the warning in time?
He could.
He
know.
Does not.
Yeah.
So he's coming here. The guy is like, "I'm coming, man."
All right. Go with number 2. Both crazy snake hands. Activate.
All right. And he loses 4 upon seeing it. And he gets it.
All right.
Like, oh, like, what the hell is that? Oh, his gun clatters to the ground.
Yeah.
The other one, like, just foam's coming from his mouth because you bit him right in the jugular.
Yeah.
The other guy, he was just bitten, like, on the arm or something.
Yeah. Okay, we'll bite him again. You know.
He's relentless. Well, the one guy is trying to reach into his jacket for another gun.
Okay. Bite. You know.
Eventually, he actually dies first because of all the multiple bites.
Okay. What guns did they have?
He had a the one had a shotgun.
Okay.
Like pump action.
Carry that. Okay.
And the other guy also had a shotgun, and he was pulling out a 38 pistol.
Okay. Well, I already have a gun. This spell only lasts a couple 1d3 plus 3 rounds, so it's probably
good. It was enough time.
Yeah. I'll pat him down see if they have any car keys on them. Otherwise, I'm going to leave. So
yes, one does have car keys. All right.
I'm going to get out of there and head for, like, they were coming through the tree line, so I'm guessing wherever past that tree line is where they parked their cars. So I'm going to just head out into the woods, or the grounds of the campus, and just lose myself in the darkness and try and find their cars, and then just drive away. So,
okay, give me a sneak check to get out of the school unseen.
Do I get any bonuses?
Because of all the carnage, I'll give you a plus 30. All
right. I might actually make that.
The closest way out to the main doors.
Oh, a 7. So yeah.
So you get to walk. You get to step over the pile of about 7 corpses who have looked like they've mutilated themselves. And
yeah. Are they academics or the Anderson family?
Anderson family.
All right.
Actually, there's also a couple of the doctors who were talking to who apparently tried to go out that way.
Yeah.
One guy actually appears to have strangled himself. And the other guy appears to have actually slammed his head in the door.
Okay. Well, that's unpleasant. So.
You going to leave the symbol there?
No, actually, I'll remove it.
No, leave it.
No, because I don't want any traces of myself. I don't want them to know. That's still evidence, and I don't want them to know.
Okay. So you snuck out. Yeah,
besides, no. that could be tied to the Fisher House thing. Mm.
All right. One more roll, Ross. Give me a luck check.
Yeah, 35.
And yes, your instincts turned out to be right. Beyond the tree line, their cars were parked about a quarter mile away.
Okay.
Though there's still that's about 5 pickup trucks.
Okay. Well, I will take one and.
Well, you have to figure out which one is which.
Okay. Well, I'll just go down the line.
Hot wire with the crazy.
No, actually, there are still guys sitting in the cabs of 2 of the trucks.
2 of the trucks. Shit. Okay.
Paint the trucks.
Well, I will...
Yes, go use the symbol on one person now.
Huh?
Actually, the statue's encouraging you to use it again.
The symbol, how? Like, they're sitting in cars. How would I get the symbol on them? Like, it's passing through doorways is how it works. Unless the statue has other ideas on how it would work.
Oh, the statue does have other
ideas. Okay, what's the other idea? I'm open to suggestions.
Well, no, if you're passing through a doorway, just write it on the car door.
Well, yeah.
Okay, the statue is suggesting you find a stone about yay big.
Mm-hmm.
And if you lose one, Sandy, there's some perfect right over there. Okay. That you haven't seen.
All right, I want to see how this works out. I want to see how this goes. All right. One more sanity. All right.
And it's now telling you to that the bleed once again and cover and paint some stuff on this rock.
Yeah.
You do it?
Yeah, sure.
One damage.
Okay. I'm at six.
And now he wants now throw that stone at one of the trucks with the guy in it.
Okay. Throw away.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you just need to toss it sticks to the side of the truck.
Okay.
And the metal of the truck starts to rust.
Okay.
Oh, and you see it spread out when it hits the tires, like the rubber just dries up and then the tire bursts just as the wheel well starts to rust and corrode. And the guy looks what the hell? It goes up the truck, the side of the door, hits the glass. The glass just kind of powders.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, what the hell? And then the guy's hand starts rotting.
Yeah.
And he starts screaming. That doesn't last long, though.
Okay.
And it's pretty much the whole truck, just all the metal.
Now, were the two guys in the same truck, or were they in two different trucks?
Two different trucks. This is one guy.
Right. So what's the other guy doing?
He's just gotten out of the... What the hell?
All right, well, he's doing that. I'm just going to sneak up and double tap him. So, 40 out of 40. Did I still have the plus 30 bonus?
You can get within point blank, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Point blank.
Yeah.
Double tap.
Handgun's at 100, so. Impale. I got a 5.
Okay, there's no possible way you can't kill him now.
Yeah. And I still hit, so.
I'll say actually just say, but you hit two times the back of the head. One each bullet goes out an eye.
Okay. All right.
All
right.
And finally, the truck, all the tires burst. The truck's just sitting there.
Yeah.
Just a corroded, rusted. This looks like a truck that's been left in the desert for 50 years.
Okay. Well, I try the truck that the guy just got out of and see if it has the keys in it.
Actually, yes.
Okay.
But then you see the guy getting out of the corroded truck. He is like this. A rotted corpse, walking toward you.
Oh, I shoot him.
that's more of a mercy kill, really.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I hit him.
He's hit him in the hit him in the shoulder, and the arm comes off.
Yeah,
and then finally his knees, break under the pressure, and he drops to the ground. Pretty much drops and then continues to just rot until he's a skeleton on the ground.
I'm not even watching. As soon as he gets it, stops moving, I'm just like
pulling. Of course, you have to pull out. Yeah, you have to drive over him.
Yeah, okay, fine.
It's powder.
Exactly. I just
maybe driving over him is not the smartest idea because that is kind of spreading.
We'll find out.
End up with a flat.
Yeah.
The statue wants to tell you something.
Okay, what does it want to tell me?
Says your teammates have been betrayed. You may find them in the town outside the safe house.
Oh well, then I go there. I drive until I get there.
All right, just
strangely invigorated.
Yes,
with
you
my
are.
Nice new light of my new
your BFF.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Necronomicon. Hi, Cthulhu statue. I'm a Hellboy villain.
Okay,
I don't realize it yet.
You guys, after about a little more, about. Hour and a half, 2 hours.
Better become the Black Flame.
Hiking through the woods, you finally get to the town nearby.
It's like we need to find a way to radio out because we. It's like this is scrapped now.
Who exactly are we going to radio?
You don't. First of all, you don't have a radio.
That's like we need to find one.
And call who exactly?
So. Actually, for the completion of the mission, was that always the were the orders for return all supposed to all go through Grandfather?
Yeah.
That's like...
Oh, by the way...
If it's 1940, the German embassy is still open.
Yeah.
Grandfather
and Washington.
Betrayed us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if we could... Yeah, you're right. If we could make it there...
I'm going to be like, fuck
give me
like,
another sand check, by the way, Ross.
Oh, actually, would it be a luck check to see how much money we have?
Yeah,
on
make
us?
It, actually.
Okay, you only lose one. No, yeah, just one.
Okay.
As you realize something has happened, you can't be sure, but you were in Boston.
Yeah.
And in about a little more than an hour, you've driven all the way back to right near the safe house.
Okay, to where
that should be several hours, but
yeah,
you just find yourself pulling in there. Imagine after some weird, in the mouth of madness type driving stuff.
Yeah,
you find, but it's not so terrifying.
I'm beginning not to question these things. Reality and hallucination; these are just concepts to me. These are just.
By the way, okay, you get to the town. There's an all night diner there where you kind of met up.
Nighthawks.
Yeah.
And then you've barely sat down when a large truck pulls up, like basically this light shining right through the window on your table, and the professor's there, looking very pleased with himself.
Yeah, I wipe myself off with a rag, make sure I don't have any blood on me.
You've got some. The little spatters.
Yeah, I wipe it off.
You got red on you.
Then I put, you got a spot of red on you. then I put the coat over the Necronomicon, then I carry it in there.
Okay.
Where the hell have you been?
Houston at the university.
Yes, it seems the Anderson family just tried to kill everybody there.
Oh, well, I'm glad you have that fun right now, because the FBI just raided us.
Oh, really? Oh, that's unpleasant.
Actually, he's not seeming that broken up about it.
Yeah, but you're not the psychologist anymore.
Yeah, he's going to die because he can't move.
I'm sorry to say, they tried to kill me as well. I had to defend myself. But I did get a consolation prize from them. But you said, we were betrayed. How were we betrayed?
Grandfather.
Oh, I see. Well, we should find him and kill him then.
No, I think that we should find a way to the German embassy and get the hell out of here. This mission is obviously done.
Well, no, we have to kill him regardless, because otherwise he'll go to the German high command as well and tell him his side of the story, in which we're the traitors. So,
considering that there's a cartel,
the professor is talking sense.
It's either what our word versus his.
And he's higher up in the...
Yes, and he's been here for years. We have more of a reason, either through our experience or through our being brought or whatever.
By the way, the radio that's on the back
is actually
going into the story of...
Mr. Donner University?
No, not that, but the fact that a group of anarchist terrorists, a compound was raided in about 10 miles from where you are right now.
Oh.
And a whole host of evidence linking, identifying these perpetrators, as you know, was found as well, and police are now on the lookout for it. And they start giving your aliases.
I see. Well, he did make our fake identities, so we need to find. Of course, Marsh would have the best motive for going after Grandfather too, because if Grandfather betrayed us, he'd betray Marsh as well. So. So we should contact Marsh. I give the slaughterhouse a call.
No one answers.
Do we have any other numbers for Marsh?
Nope.
Fuck. Can we have idea checks to figure out where?
You would have no idea where he would have gone. He could have gone anywhere.
Yeah.
Especially now that he has the items that he wants. For all we know, he could be halfway back to that fishing village.
Innsmouth. Yes, we could go there. Why don't we go there? That's probably actually where he would be.
Do you have the keys to the truck?
Yes, but I was the one who drove it.
May I have them, please?
Why?
I have a contact that I may be able to pull up, but I do not... But he is very skittish.
Well,
And he is good with tracking people. So if he can get there, I may be able to find something.
Well, it's our only vehicle. It's the only one we have right now.
And I will bring it back. I just need to take one... That's like one detour, but then it must be alone. May I have the keys, please?
Let's get to a flop house first, so we can at least get out of the public's view.
Okay. Actually, go up to the.
God damn it!
I'm gonna go up to.
God damn it! actually, we need to go to Innsmouth now. From what I was actually at Miskatonic, and I did some research on Innsmouth. And I believe I have an idea of what is going to be. Marsh will definitely be there right now. So,
and what about Grandfather?
Well, with Marsh's help, we could find Grandfather. We're alone on our own. We have much better chance with Marsh than we do without him.
I agree. Let's go to Innsmouth.
And we can always go to your contact later. So let's go to Innsmouth now. I believe going now is the opportune time, because he has it. He has no reason to wait. We go there now, and if we then if that doesn't work, then we can go to your contact, or you can have the truck go to your. But we should go there now.
Okay.
So
let's. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Off you go. Okay. Driving along.
Yep.
Incidentally, check the back of the truck. On the off chance, did the hillbillies leave a shotgun?
No, they took all those.
Yeah. I didn't. I've gone beyond the need for guns.
All right.
Of course, I didn't mention that. But what about the glove box?
Maps.
Oh.
A flashlight.
Okay. Hey,
Ron. Beef jerky?
Oh, sorry, Ron.
Yes, beef jerky.
With his ability, is that basically just contacting through sleep?
Yes, you're doing. You'd have basically have to, you have it's just be cemeteries.
That's what I was thinking initially. Mm-hmm. So okay.
Okay, so we go to Innsmouth as quickly as possible.
All right, that's going to take you a few hours to get there.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well,
I just had
actually,
some
the thing is,
and some delicious apple pie at the diner, and it was great.
An American.
Yeah, I'm an American.
So just a nice leisurely drive there.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll say it's about 2 a.m.
Yeah.
When you finally reach, you know, get there. Well, first thing you notice is obviously the main road leading in there actually has, you know, old, like, many years old, like, barricade signs saying, you know, area closed, do not enter.
Yeah.
Like, you know, federal government.
Yeah. Okay. Are there any of them busted open, or can we drive through them? Or anything?
One's been moved to the side.
Drive right past?
Yeah, exactly.
And
actually, we stop right there. Actually, we park it somewhere hidden nearby, then we'll proceed on foot. Then we, you know, a truck's going to be a lot more noticeable than three people on foot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Safe to say that before we went into the diner, I stashed the BAR. Just because I don't want to go in there armed with...
Give me a conceal. I'll say make a blade...
We could have ditched it, you know, behind a dumpster or something like that.
Right, because some kid's going to find it.
At midnight?
In a diner?
Yeah. Well, at a dumpster outside a diner. I mean, this is...
it's a school night.
Yeah. This is 1940. There weren't, like, roaming gangs of gun-themed children or, you know...
Yet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and so where do you 60s. Stop? So where do you stop?
Hey, Billy,
truck?
I'm Dillinger.
We'll find a concealed place for the truck near the gates and, you know, wherever the truck will be out of sight. And then I'll leave the keys under the driver's seat.
Okay.
So, and I tell them, so if none of us, you know, one of us doesn't make it, the others can still go on.
Okay. I would say a better place would be in the ashtray.
Someplace where it's going to be out of sight.
Mm-hmm.
So under the one of the wheels or something, or on top of one of the wheels.
Actually, wait. Floorboard, driver's seat, under the mat.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like, man, we spend the next 5 minutes just debating this.
Alright, so we do that, and then we'll go on foot. And
okay, so you stop, like, at the outskirts of the town.
Yeah, yeah. And we take the flashlight, obviously.
Alright, as you go through the long-abandoned town of Innsmouth.
Yeah.
It's, obviously you can tell no one's lived here since 1928.
Right.
And you find yourself in the main square. There's the, you know, the statue of this, the more memorial to those who died in the Revolutionary War. You know, long neglected, but you, like, the whole town, you're in eerie silence.
Okay. Is the statue? Am I getting any feelings about where I should go?
Yes, you are.
Okay, I follow those feelings. I trust my instincts.
It's like it's almost like the statue is urging you in directions.
Okay.
So you. Leads you, and so you just follow him completely.
Yeah.
And soon enough, you find yourself at the town docks. Mm. And there's two guys in raincoats.
Yeah.
You know, standing on the docks.
Yeah.
Like, and, you know, big, long raincoats. And you can tell one of them's holding a shotgun.
Mm-hmm. Can we...
Spot hidden. Can I tell if one of those happens to be Grandfather?
Or Marsh.
Actually, no, you can't. It's... You can't tell. They're bundled. They're too bundled up in these raincoats.
Oh, grenade.
Well, yeah, we don't know if this is Grandpa. We don't know if this is Marsh.
Give me the paper again.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, Ross chose the fun character.
Well, of course he did. It was the crazy snake hands worth it.
I think it was. Getting to kill two hillbillies with the crazy snake hands was pretty fun. Okay. I believe these are allies of Marsh and therefore friends of ours. So I boldly stroll towards them with my hands
okay.
up in the air.
They see you like guns go, you're like, halt! Like,
yeah.
Strained voice.
Hello. I'm a friend of Robert Marsh.
I bet you are. Like, they're kind of like, the one coming towards you is kind of hobbling.
I am...
Is it safe for me to have concealed myself before this?
He just walked right out on the dock.
Well, I mean, if they want
to... Give me a hide
they're
check.
They're focused on me. They're not going to...
Yeah, give me a hide check.
Or sneak.
16. I made it.
Okay, yeah, you're hidden.
I'm not even trying, so...
You're just walking with him?
I'm standing at a distance, but I'm... That's like I have my gun out, though.
All right. I am a friend of Robert Marsh. I am a fellow traveler, I guess you could say.
Like, one kind of gets right up next to you.
Yeah.
The smell of fish is incredibly strong.
Yes.
Of course, hat.
I'm looking for him. Yes. Is he here?
Like, this. None of you. He suddenly stops, like, and you tell, and his very large eyes
yeah.
are looking towards your where you have the statue hidden.
Yeah.
I see. There's a boat waiting for you and your companions.
Ah, okay. I wave them on. Come on, we're fine. Things are
going
to be super.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Okay, so you go. You're already there.
Yeah.
So you come with him?
Yeah.
And, yeah, there's a small fishing boat.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And with the other guy who's actually
yeah.
who's hobbling more than...
Oh, by the way, I left the Necronomicon back in the car because it would be hard to carry. It's a large boat, and it's also not really good in a firefight. In case
no.
Right, so.
But he leads you into the boat.
Yeah.
And boat... Boat heads out onto the water.
Okay.
So and his hands are on the wheel.
Yeah, yeah.
They I don't need to tell you what they look like.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Webbed and all that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, you two give me sand checks on that.
39.
38, I made it.
I've seen weirder things.
Yeah. I will say, especially after the bloodbath you just saw.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, you do notice them.
Yeah.
Though he seems to be giving you a respectful amount of space.
Okay.
And actually doesn't throw any insulting comments to you, but you two, he clearly does.
All right, so.
And further out, you can...
What happened to companions?
Anyways,
I thought we
well,
were friends.
You're approaching a large rock formation out in the ocean.
Okay.
Yes, tonight it's very special tonight.
Yes, I can feel it.
The ritual's the ritual hasn't been performed in years.
Ritual, yeah, I know ritual. I feel like a little bit of a check.
No. Ross.
Yeah.
Raise it by 5. After the statue's been talking to you.
Okay.
What? That's what ritual?
Yeah.
After everything we've seen tonight, you're going to ask that question.
I woke up to an explosion. I know jack shit.
Yeah, you missed it.
Missed what?
Don't mind them. Anyways.
No, I'm not... Stop the car. I'm not going anywhere until I get full disclosure.
We're in a
full disclosure.
Well, you can swim, can't you?
We're in a boat.
How long can you tread water?
Yeah. Well, no, the shore's still in sight. I mean, we're not going that far out. So.
It's several miles.
Yeah.
And besides, it's not like there's, the fish with the pointy teeth or anything in these waters. Oh, no.
Actually, at that, the guy driving the boat just chuckles.
Pull the grenade!
He chuckles wetly.
Yeah, you still have one grenade left.
Yeah, pull the grenade, drop it in the car. Well, we're done here.
Boat, not car. Why do you keep calling him a car?
And he pulls up next to this big rock formation. It would be
yeah.
a huge reef.
Yeah.
And it stops the boat, and there's another boat already docked there.
Okay.
This is where you get off.
Alright,
there you go. Silly question, but has another gentleman come this way tonight?
I don't know nothing. But I believe Marsh will...
Double negative!
However, I believe the new elder is waiting for you.
Okay.
Oh, so, great.
And he then points to the pathway, which is, you know, being beaten by waves. So I'm going to need dex times three checks.
See, at least you don't have a deck of four anymore.
I don't know. I only have a deck of 10 now.
That's still better than 8.
Wait, what was it? Dex times 5?
Dex times 5.
All
right. Oh, times 5.
Did you say dex times 5 or dex times 3?
Dex times 5.
Okay, well, I still failed it at 59, so...
Made it.
All right, make one more. This is to avoid falling off the reef into the ocean.
42, made the...
Okay, now you slip and you're holding on, but someone can give him a hand.
I will.
Okay. As you you keep going upwards, kind of around a winding path up the rocks, and you can hear chanting.
Okay.
And also some muffled, you can actually also hear some muffled cries. Mm. And you finally get to the top. Up there is Marsh.
Yeah.
Wearing an intricate kind of red robe.
Yeah.
Does it look like something that would weather well in water?
Yes. Yes, it does. And currently, chained to a post on the reef is Agent Holland.
Hmm. Makes sense.
And then he stops, Marsh stops chanting and turns back to you. I'm glad you came.
Yes, is grandfather with actually, you?
Grandfather is there.
Oh, grandfather tried to have us killed. Did you know that?
Yes. I told him to tie up loose ends.
Did you know we've lost?
That would be combat. Okay. So order dex. Who has the highest dex? My dex is 9. So
15.
10.
And I'm shooting grandfather.
Yeah. So what's grandfather's dex?
Dex is 15.
Okay.
So they got the
same. They'd be going at the same time.
Okay. He's going to dodge.
Well,
at point blank range, I will be hitting.
And you will be dodging.
Wait, what are you using? What gun?
Handgun, 45.
Not 45, only just one shot per round. Okay.
So, how far
actually,
are they?
Wait, it's the 45 is an automatic pistol. Doesn't it get two?
By the book, like 38s get two shots per round, but the 45 only gets one.
And how far away are they from us?
I think
you're pretty damn close.
Okay, so if I threw a grenade,
so that was it. It'd kill you as well.
What would?
Oh, if he threw dropped a grenade right now, it would kill all.
I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know what
it would hit everybody. And a grenade does 46 damage, and 4 yard radius. So yeah.
Then at that point, Marsh does something, and your handgun flies out of your hands. Okay. Says no. It's not like not like that.
Actually, I almost want to do it. No, like this. And throw the grenade.
Yes.
Fuck this campaign.
Exactly.
How exactly would you like for me to kill him then?
And dive in the water.
Says, not like that. Not yet. Says, however, when the time comes, if you wish to do the honors.
Wait, what is my grandfather saying to that?
He's like this way. He's suddenly looking puzzled.
So what the hell is going on here?
And then he says, actually,
I'll accept that.
Then Marsh says, however, if you wish to restrain him with all due force, that would be lovely. And then suddenly, Grandfather suddenly looks, you know, and he reaches into his jacket.
Well, it's my turn.
It's your turn.
Right. Oh, wait, I have.
Oh, wait.
Oh, Aaron, yeah.
What do you want to do?
Well, since...
He has a gun.
I do have a gun, so, and actually, what's my handgun? Go ahead and shoot him in the arm so he can't pull his gun.
All right, give me a shot. Cold shot, I guess. Yeah. Essentially, okay, you're just declaring you don't want him to die from it. Okay.
Just a... 16.
And he's already dodged. He's already dodged, so...
Yeah.
So,
hit him in the arm. Gah! And he drops.
Walk over, take the gun out of his holster, and just... Knock him out.
Okay. Yeah, I'll say he's out.
Okay.
Actually, and then Marsh comes and says, yeah. The statue, you still have it?
Yes.
Like, I will, says, I require it. Do not worry. You no longer need it.
I guess I only needed to believe in myself. No, all right.
Yeah, so he says the connection is already established.
Oh, okay.
He says, I'll be honest, I didn't think you could do it. But here you came through with flying colors.
Like I said, I'm just a dedicated scholar.
How much more are you willing to learn?
As much as it will, as I can, for the sake of the fatherland. I want to ensure my...
Yes.
Yeah.
And what of your friends?
Yeah.
They are not enlightened.
I don't know. I drank the water.
That wrong character.
He's dead.
No. He drank the water, too.
I think they're useful. I don't think there's any reason to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Perhaps not. If you vouch for them.
I vouch for them, yes.
That's like, what benefit of, is this show going to do for the country?
I'm glad you asked.
All right.
Reaches into his robe, pulls out a piece of gold jewelry. Like, says, take it.
No, thank you. I don't take gifts. Yes.
Well, you ask what I can offer. That is one thing. That is a trifling pittance to what we have access to.
I
can make you wealthier than any mortal on this planet.
I don't care about wealth. I care about that's like my nation.
Yes.
Look around you. Do you see what these people are capable of?
Join the dark side. Darker side. Join the darker side.
Anything that hinders this nation helps our nation. Take the money and...
I can guarantee the government will pay for what they did to my town.
Mm,
that much I can assure you, starting with this agent here who was part of it.
Yeah.
I think Father will be very pleased with this one tonight.
Okay, yeah, I'm waiting for to see what shows up to eat him, so, or whatever, so...
So what about, how about you? I can tempt you with wealth, make you wealthier than any king. Or if wealth doesn't entice you, I could offer you more.
You know, I think I will stick with the wealth. Money is always good. I love money. The other seems to, if you don't mind my saying, the professor has a bit of a harried look.
It's been a stressful night. It's been an exciting night.
Well, if we are to work together, there must be certain guarantees. You will have to take certain oaths.
Oaths of loyalty? Oaths of secrecy?
Yes. There are three of them. The oaths of Dagon. Take these, and you are part of us. Yes, and wealth. And it's like wealth beyond your dreams will be yours.
I won't end up growing gills in that, will I?
Do you want to?
Not particularly.
Because that says, I could offer you something even greater than wealth. Immortality.
No, I think I'm going to stick with the wealth bus. That one I know.
Very well.
Traitor! Shoot him!
Who are you going to shoot, Marsh or him?
Him. David. He's a traitor to the party. Screw him.
That would be probably a sneaker concealment check to get the drop on David.
Yeah.
Or an opposed check. So if you have conceal, hide, and you get a bonus because you are comrades in arms, so he wouldn't expect you to shoot him in the face.
Yeah.
Yep.
Actually, I'm kind of expecting anybody to shoot me in the face right now.
Yeah, but you're talking to Marsh, too.
Yeah, so...
But he did announce it first. He said traitor.
Well, he was just...
Whenever you hear that, you duck.
Well, kind of the raising up on here. So I would almost say that would be a handgun versus opposed dodge check.
You first have to get this check to see if you can get the drop on him.
Okay, so...
Some sort of concealment or hide or sneak check to... Or a dex time something. I don't know, it's up to Tom what you want to do. But like...
I'll say a sneak check.
Yeah, David says he's going to be alert. You're saying you're going to get the drop on him. Which going to... Sneak check?
I'll say a sneak check.
Okay, any bonus for Aaron? Because they're David wouldn't necessarily be David's distracted by talking.
I'll say Aaron, yeah, get a plus 20.
Plus right. 20, so that'll be a 30 to try this. So. All
right, so otherwise it'll be standard combat.
Okay. No.
All right, so it's standard combat. David has first initiative. You draw your gun, but David sees it in time to react.
Okay, so what's your reaction?
Marge did take your gun away, didn't he?
He did, but I took Grandfather's.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did.
So. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So you can make...
ABA, always be armed. And once I see him start to raise his gun, I'm going to shoot him in the gun arm.
Okay. What do you think? Would it be a turn to actually draw his gun?
No, if he took it from Grandfather, he's holding
it. I've got it in hand.
Then all right, do it.
Yeah. Be a
minus. Nailed you.
All right. How much you make it by?
What's your handgun?
40, but we're at point blank range.
So you're double.
Okay.
So it's 80, and you got a 64?
64.
All right, so you need to make a dodge check.
Damn it. So... .8.
All right.
Damn, you ducked out of the way.
Damn it.
All right, so same thing, Aaron. You get a chance to shoot David.
And I guess,
are you using the 38 or 45?
38, because I only had the 38. I didn't have the 45. Unless one was given to me, but I don't think it was.
No, you get two shots per round.
Okay, first shot.
Or wait, what did Grandfather have? Did Grandfather have a 45 or a 38?
38.
Oh, then David gets another shot.
No, you're right. No, Grandfather did have a 45.
Okay,
so...
Alright.
Okay.
First. Only 38 doesn't do as much damage.
So. Yeah, no. First shot.
Double.
87, so that hits.
Your skill is.
60.
Ah. He's better at handgun.
On a point blank.
Yeah.
And that is a miss on the dodge.
Alright, you can still make one more.
Okay. Second shot. 59.
I think you can still dodge again if you haven't made it. I think you get one successful dodge per round. So, David, you can try and dodge
again. Yeah, go for it.
Nope.
But what's your dodge?
Dodge is 41.
41? Wait, wasn't that a 34 you got?
Actually, you're right.
So yeah, so you made this one. So he made a second one.
Okay, so you hit him once.
Yeah.
So that's 1d10 damage.
1d10 damage. That way. Make the actual d10. 2.
Winged him.
Yeah. So, winged him on that one, and I guess next round of combat.
Yeah, next round.
Remember unless somebody else is pitching in here.
Actually, Marsh has kind of put his hand into his robe and is just watching.
Yeah. So, I have my gun out, but I'm just watching as well. I lost like 30 sanity tonight.
Yeah, what the fuck do you care anymore? Yeah. Actually, crazy thing, man. Stop!
Actually, no, I'm going to start casting Shriveling on Aaron.
Oh, you bastard.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was my action first round.
Okay, so who's up first?
David.
David.
All right, and...
But at the end of this round, I'll be able to cast it on you.
There's a good chance he's probably going to kill me if he gets the shot.
I ain't pussyfooting around this time. 30.
30, yeah. There's probably no way I can make this one.
That's a dollar.
53, no.
All right, so it's 1d10 plus 2 for 45 auto.
10.
I'm out.
All right.
So
how many hit points do you have left?
I had 6 hit points left, so 10.
Negative 4.
Yeah, yeah, headshot. I'm gone.
Yeah. Well, or just nice chest shot. Whatever.
Okay. So.
Either way, same result.
Two characters down.
Okay.
As you're now gurgling and dying.
Yeah.
Actually, sorry, got to do this one. Lean over him. What part of betray the fatherland did you hear me say? I am loyal to the party. I am loyal to the Führer. But I don't see anything wrong with lining my pockets on the way. Deutschland über alles.
Can I make one
Mars says, wait. He kind of leans down to him. I'll actually say it was like shot in the throat.
Okay.
He touches the wound.
Yeah.
And blood, and so it keeps hurting, but you're not dying. As he is like, you should be dying, but you're not dead. He should see this.
Take the gun out of his hand.
Okay.
And take the grenade away from him.
You can't move.
Fuck.
Yeah, you're at negative 4.
Fuck.
Taking the grenade away from him.
God damn it.
Yeah, you'd be able to do it, but negative 4, yeah. Yeah, why didn't you go for the grenade first? Like, that would...
I know, but I didn't want to do, like, the...
He wanted to survive.
How were you going to get off that island? You think the fishermen are like, oh, you killed everybody? All right, come on.
They seem pretty tame about anything, so...
Well, oh, yeah, with him.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
He had their fish got stashed.
And then, at that point, Mark, it's time.
Right.
Oh, God.
Right.
He hands you a stone disc.
Okay.
Hands you a stone disc.
Yeah.
Takes one for himself and starts chanting in that, you know, language. And it's actually some of it starting to make sense.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it is.
And he now has actually, he now has chained grandfather to the same rock. And and he holds the stone out over and then motions for you to do the same.
Yeah.
And then drop them.
Mine at grandfather.
No, it's drop them into the water below.
All
right. They go down and he keeps chanting and for it seems like several minutes nothing much seems to happen. Then you start getting you start to see like waves kind of moving towards like, you know, they're kind of going out to sea. Then they suddenly change direction and start coming towards the rock and they get closer. And then something comes out of the water.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I mean...
At least it does.
Yeah.
Should have thrown that grenade.
Yeah, you should have.
I can't believe, like, that's what I would have done. Like, for the mother one! For reasons I'm not really quite sure about, but for the mother one!
Yeah, okay, those watching, those who see it, I'm going to need a sand check, please.
Do I need a sand check?
Yes, you do.
I got a 1. I rolled a fucking 1.
Not quite as good as Ross.
42 made it.
You all lose 1 as basically...
I rolled a 15.
So you all lose 1 still as Father Dagon emerges from the water.
Yeah. He sucks. No, he doesn't. He's awesome.
And he comes up. He basically goes from the water all the way. Starts towers over the rock.
Yeah.
Looks down at you as, you know, Marsh is like welcoming him.
Welcome back, Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Eat that one first.
No. That's amazing.
No, don't give him orders. Just, he can pick it, let him choose.
That one will be tasty, right?
And first his attention, you know, you see this huge creature like look down at Holland.
Yeah.
And you'd swear it's hard to tell, but you'd swear there's a hint of a smirk. As suddenly he is just snatched off without removing the chains. Absolutely. So there's, you know, a spray of blood as his limbs are left behind. Yeah. Which then goes, he is just devoured.
Yeah.
Then he looks, and then he snatches up, snatches up grandfather in the same gruesome manner.
Yeah.
Does the same to him. And then looks, you see his gaze focuses on you.
Can I actually speak?
No. Well, you were shot in the throat.
No, so you can move from the neck up.
Okay.
Oh. Well, just looking at this thing in hatred, okay. So...
Well, can he talk or not?
Yeah, you can talk.
So is it coming after me now?
It's looking at you.
What are you waiting for?
Actually, it's coming up. Pixie, you weren't chained.
No.
But it just picks you up. And it, you know, brings you up to its, you know, eyes. And then drops back beneath the waves.
Ah! Oh.
And by for the record,
fuck you.
For the record, no, you don't drown as you are pulled under.
Oh,
fuck you!
As you are actually, you are carried further and further underwater, back to the place that never was truly destroyed under, you know, underneath Devil's Reef, Yohannath Lake, and. And that's it. By the time you get back there, it'd be really great if you were to die.
Yeah.
But no. But that's the last we'll ever hear from you.
At least you survived.
Fate worse than that.
And then from the water, as soon as it goes back down, other things, smaller things, start coming out, swarming over Devil's Reef.
Yeah.
They look like smaller versions of that thing.
Yeah.
And they actually just, you know, they come up surrounding the platform you're on. You saw Dagon, so you don't need to roll again, but...
Yeah.
And they seem to regard Marsh and then acknowledge him. And he just turns to you and says, "Now the real work can begin." And that's essentially where we're going to end that.
Nice. So we're going to be the villains of another Call of Cthulhu campaign.
I imagine that, yes.
What do you mean? Yeah. Pretty obvious. A Nazi and the Marsh family working together.
Okay. For the betterment of everyone.
With the stolen Necronomicon, so...
God, you are becoming a Hellboy villain.
I have crazy Zagans. I'm not a Hellboy villain. I don't know what my character is. Yeah.
I at least went for the affable evil. It's like, no.
Yeah, weird.
I'll just take the money and run.
Oh, well, you'll take
the
money.
You're going to be the right-hand man. You're going to be the one, like, taking care of the bodies and shooting the investigator.
I'm going to be a monster that's going to be sent out to destroy everybody. So.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
You're the whipping boy of...
You're going to be a decoration in Yohannes' leg.
When Hellboy gets down there, I'm the ghost whispering to him.
No, you're not going to be dead.
You're not Lobster Johnson.
No, I'm not saying I'm not fighting. I'm just one of the... Because he has ghosts whispering to him all the time.
Yeah, I know, but they're cool corpses. Like Lobster Johnson.
Yeah, but the place you're going is not going to have any nice, good ghosts.
No, they can have ghosts. They're just crazy gibbering ghosts. Anyways. So what was the deal with the thing in the lake? Was that a name, Mythos Engineer?
Yeah, it was actually... It was a star spawn.
Okay.
Star spawn of Cthulhu?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It was basically... This was actually part, like, when... That was still an ocean.
Yeah.
Part of it just kind of got, separated and landlocked and put into an underground saltwater lake.
Okay, but they had no knowledge of the Marsh families or the Cthulhu Covenants?
They knew of the Marsh family. Okay. They kind of thought they were, they had been removed.
I gotcha. But the whole body switching thing, that was your idea?
Yeah, I just...
Okay.
That's what they wanted from him. They wanted him to take over. And I was going to have, whoever played that character was going to have a choice.
Yeah.
I thought power.
Yeah, no. That's
exactly. And actually, I knew, I kind of knew you might go for that, so.
Yeah.
And I kept, remember, power offers in Call of Cthulhu normally aren't a good thing.
It worked out okay for me. I mean, I did lose,
sanity.
I lost 22 sanity in one night, so, yeah.
You've got some problems.
I've got some problems.
Well, then again, you don't see them as problems. You see them as solutions.
Yeah, I hear Cthulhu in my head, and I have to get crazy thinking. So
you're going to be... they're probably going to send you back out into Boston somewhere, only with a lot of money and things, because basically the cult of Dagon was just reestablished.
Yeah.
And strangely comfortable with that.
Well, the Order of Dagon was just set back up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that I've played through the scenario, do you want to give me the critique while we're recording, or do you just want to end the...
Go ahead.
Okay. The thing is, you kind of have, three different scenarios here, and they're kind of... they kind of work together a little bit, but it's kind of weird, because the whole thing with the Anderson family is, it should be an entire scenario itself, because that's a great idea, having the star spawn and the call for power, but... Then you have, but that's a whole center of action. There's no way for David. It's a guessing game. Mm-hmm. Do you accept power or not? Except outside of metagaming, i.e., knowing that this is Cthulhu, that you're going to get fucked over if you say yes. There's no way for David to know that he's going to get fucked over. If there was an actual mystery where every leader of the family had a sudden and radical personality change after they accepted, after they became the leader of the family. And that was something he could learn and figure out. Then it would be a whole thing. I mean, he could make an informed choice. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
So that's a whole scenario. That's a whole scenario right there. Just the lake and the family, fucked up family, and the whole thing is great. And that should be a thing. So
now I would like to venture a part of that could have been a little bit better. Yeah. Would have been if I'd had the right people with me. If I'd had you with me the whole time, it would have been a little bit different.
Right, but the thing is, we're spread over three scenarios. And the thing is,
we kept making the big mistake in splitting up the party.
Because if I look at it, the Anderson family stuff, what we did over just right now on the island, and the investigation, and then the whole fight at Miskatonic.
The second scenario for me is just the German saboteurs. Leave Marsh entirely out of that. And that could have just been a whole thing of getting, not having such a broad mission, but having a more specific one, like kill the physicist with magic or whatever. Like, their whole mission is like, this guy can kill people, make it look like a heart attack. And so the German's like, hey, we can use him to assassinate scientists, and we send a bunch of other agents to protect him and set him up so he can do his thing. So that could be like one whole scenario in and of itself. And the third thing is with Marsh and his deal, trying to bring his family back and capturing the agents and going into Fisher House. So like, you have three scenarios in one game. And no wonder it took us three sessions to get through it, because it's like...
I've been planning to break this up.
Yeah, this is like something that should be three different scenarios.
It played well together, though.
Well, I mean, as a campaign, it's like kind of a mini campaign, but yeah. But like, the thing that kind of bothered me is like, I have no idea why Grandfather betrayed us, or why Marsh helped him, or why Marsh then so readily let us kill Grandfather.
Yeah, because
forgot to explain that.
Yeah, because his background just seemed very oblique.
That's the thing. There's no mystery for us to like figure to anticipate. Like, that would have been a whole scenario as the German saboteurs to figure out. Our mission is to assassinate these scientists, but our real mission is to realize that we're going to get set up, and then to defend ourselves from being set up and being betrayed, and that's the mystery.
Yeah.
And then the Marsh thing could be a whole separate thing. Like, he wouldn't hire necessarily Nazis. He just hires, you know, Miskatonic grad students to help him out or some shit like that, or private investigators, and that could be a whole thing. The Grandfather thing didn't make sense at all. So, and again, because, yeah, we were so spread out, like, we couldn't do any...
Like, actually, I planned this as, like, just one thing, but then as I kept running it, I kept now thinking it should be broken up.
Yeah. Because you got to add into it. I mean, there's a lot of great individual scenes in there, like the Fisher House and the Miskatonic Raid and, you know, the lakes, all the stuff with the Anderson family is great. But, like, yeah, I think you need three scenarios.
But that's pretty much how I'll arrange this now.
Yeah. So you could do a whole mini campaign. You could write a whole mini campaign and do that as the Ransom Project or submit it to the Oath or something like that. So
yeah.
We'll see. I don't know. It depends on what Shane and the other guys want. So.
Exactly.
Yeah, sorry. And, I'm talking all the time.
No, I do hope that they rather enjoyed it, though. I know I enjoyed playing it.
Oh, yeah. So, and the only other thing about certain characters about it, elected the Gestapo guy right now, he...
Traitor, I, yeah.
Well, no, no.
That was a demo guy.
That was a demo guy, which I had a little more combat about it. Combat ability. From that too, because that's the only problem is that when we ever got into heavy combat, I felt like I was just hiding half the time. Because, I shouldn't be. It's like I shouldn't be an impenetrable tank too, but maybe just a little bit up on.
Yeah,
there.
any German saboteur has to be a badass, like, because we're fucking German. They're not going to send, you know, the bottom of the class to.
Yeah, because really with intelligence and everything, I was okay. It's just with some of the physicalities of it, because the way he was looking at, I was looking at his strength and his dex, he would have gotten winded climbing out of the U-boat.
Yeah.
So,
these are rapidly, quickly made pre-gens.
Yeah. So
that's easily fixed.
But other than that, I liked the missions, and although getting some of the missions, like, this may have just been my own fault, but with Hoagler, trying to see how I could actually get to the FBI agent specifically, because we never really kind of transitioned into Washington.
See, that's why it's, again, should split up, because we're saboteurs and we have all these different resources. That takes game. The more material you give us, the more it takes.
Yeah, or if it hadn't come down, because if I had gone to the context, that's like with the explosive... explosives ordnance officer. He actually had contacts. He had the ability to contact ghouls, so that's why I was trying to get to the graveyard to see if I could get more information.
Crazy statue told me to go to Innsmouth, so I'm like, okay, crazy statue. I mean, crazy.
But you both agreed to go with him.
Yeah, exactly.
At the moment, it seemed the most reasonable thing to do, just because
I look trustworthy.
You totally do.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. If I do this again, it'll be broken up into three different.
Yeah. Because they're great. I mean, you have some good, really good ideas in there. You just really need to focus on them, because we kind of.
Well, that's mainly what I started with, their ideas.
Yeah. No. Well, this is what playtesting's for.
Yeah.
All
right.
And well, honestly, the most important part about it, though, is that we had fun.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Dog punching the crazy snake hands.
Oh my
God. Dog punching the crazy snake hands.
Yeah, really. I almost think that you should probably put.
And I got to fast talk Hoover. How many games can you actually say that you pulled that off?
Yeah, yeah, I think we should put that Caleb picture up on eBay once this comes out. Just see
it's
who buys
property,
it.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we'll ask Caleb, see if he...
Yeah, because I've already posted it, so...
Yeah, yeah. Well, we posted
it,
but...
it on Facebook.
But anyway, buy the original. Support RPPR and Unspeakable.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And, you think we should sign off of that thing, or just...
Yeah,
leave
why not?
Recording our ramblings.
Yeah. Well, signing off now. Enjoyed it. Nazis and Crazy Snake Hands.
Operation Nazis.
Yeah.
Unspeakable.
And dog punching.
Unspeakable. Role-playing public radio. Ha.